WHUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, radio for the people. And now it's time for jazz. Jazz back on the air here on WHUS. My name's Ken. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to start out with some really nice piano music. This one's from Lawrence Hobgood.
Thank you.
Lawrence Hobgood, great piano player, best known for his work with Kurt Elling. But on this album, it's a duet album, Lawrence Hobgood on piano and the great, late, great Charlie Hayden on bass. Beautiful duet. And name of that track was When the Heart Dances, the title track from that album. Welcome, listeners. My name's Ken. You listen to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a special edition, actually filling in for the Chuckster. And Rock On is what is usually in this time slot, but I'm glad to be filling in and bringing you some jazz music. We're going to continue on with a local favorite here. His name is Phil Bowler. He is a fine bass player, and he's got a great resume working with the likes of Wynton Marsalis and Rahsaan Roland Kirk and many more. But this is his first album, and he assembled a group called Pocket Jungle, a group that he was with like 20 years ago. He assembled them and put out a brand new record, a new CD. So we're going to hear a couple tracks from that album. This is Phil Bowler and Pocket Jungle. Thank you. James Farm is the name of that group, a collaboration of four great musicians. And they are Joshua Redman on tenor sax, Aaron Parks on piano, Matt Penman on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. And the name of that track was Mr. E. And I'm going to guess Mr. E stands for Eric Harland. And as I said, that is from an album called City Folk. And that's a great group. That's their second album. They've been playing together for a few years now, along with other projects that each of them are working on, mostly as leaders of their own groups. But they came together again to produce this great album, City Folk, from James Farm. Before that, we heard two tracks from Phil Bowler's new album. Phil Bowler, great bass player. I think he hails from Bridgeport or Stamford or around that area here in Connecticut. The name of the group is Pocket Jungle. And that is Phil Bowler on bass, Pete Smith on guitar, Paul Carlin on tenor sax, William Beaver Bausch on drums, and Scott Latsky on drums and also tablas, as you heard on the second of the two tracks that we played. Yeah, we heard a couple tracks. As I said, we heard the first one was The Setup. One that featured the acoustic guitar was Time Released. And you can tell why he calls this Pocket Jungle, because those tunes are definitely in the pocket. Phil Bowler and James Farm. We're going to continue on now with a couple local artists, great young musicians who are making a name for themselves on the jazz scene here and in New York City and really around the world. We're going to hear from two artists, as I said. The first one is Jovan Alexander, and that'll be followed by Josh Bruno. And we're going to start with Jovan Alexander from his album, Collective Consciousness. This is Red Blues. Thank you. That was Swingin' from Josh Bruno and his septet, and a brand new album called Bright Idea. And that is Joshua Bruno's first album as a leader. And it's a fine one. Name of that track is The Owl Shop. And I think that's, yeah, I know it's named after a cigar shop that's in New Haven, where Josh Bruno had a kind of a weekly gig going on for quite a while. And I had a lot of the players that are on that track at that gig. That's Josh Bruno on trumpet, Steve Davis, the great Steve Davis on trombone, Ken Fowler on tenor sax, Andrew Renfro on guitar, Tabor Gable on piano, Matt Dwanzik on bass, and Justin Tiemann on drums. A local favorite here, Josh Bruneau. He's playing weekly now over at the Ninth Note in New Haven. I believe it's Thursday nights, but you could check out the Ninth Note's website and check out their music schedule. A lot of good live music going on there. We were there last night to hear Lawrence Hobgood, who you heard at the top of the show. Before that, another local favorite, a young player with really great chops on tenor saxophone and able to arrange and write some good music as well, as you heard there, Jovan Alexander on tenor sax. Name of his group is Collective Consciousness, and that's the name of the album as well. And you heard a track called Red Blues, and that track was written for all of the great players that are coming out of the Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz at the University of Hartford, whose colors are red, and thus the name of that track, Red Blues. Jovan Alexander's group, many of the same players as the one on that Josh Bruneau track, but you heard Jovan Alexander on sax, Jonathan Barber, JB we call him, on drums, Matt Dwanzik on bass, Andrew Renfro tearing it up on guitar on both those two tracks, but I particularly noticed him on this one here, Red Blues. Andrew Renfro on guitar and Tabor Gable on piano. And all those folks are have their roots here in Hartford, at least went to college here and developed their chops here. Most of them have gone on and are doing some great things in New York City and beyond. So definitely check out those names, Jovan Alexander and Josh Bruneau. All right, time now is 5:53 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. We're going to finish out this hour with a great tenor saxophone player who I think you'd have to say would be a great inspiration to some of the young players like Jovan Alexander and even the seasoned players like Joshua Redman, who you've heard earlier in this show. But this is Joe Henderson from a great album he did quite a few years back. The name of the album is In and Out, and we're going to hear Short Story. Thank you. Joe Henderson from the album In and Out, a classic album from back in 1964. We heard the track Short Story, and that one features Joe Henderson. Listen to this group here. It's an amazing assembly of fantastic jazz musicians. Joe Henderson, of course, on tenor sax. Kenny Dorham on trumpet. McCoy Tyner on piano. Richard Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And that is a heavy-hitting quintet, to say the least. Joe Henderson. All right, time now is 6:01.